Good morning. Coming to you from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, I'm Teresa Watkins. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist, and a movie critic, you'll find today. So we've had a beautiful week in Florida. You know, it's been still a little warm, but it's, you know, getting cooler at night. And we had sprinkles this morning coming across the state of Florida, you know, from the coast, the East Coast, coming west. And so you may get a little chance of rain today. They say about 20%, but we've already gotten ours for the day. I'm looking forward to seeing if we get some more sprinkles this morning. But it is a great gardening week, and we're so glad you could join us here this morning. I have my cup of tea, and I am welcoming Guy, our producer, wonderful producer to the show. Good morning, Guy.
Good morning.
I am so glad you are here this morning, and we're going to have a great show for you today. How was your week, Guy?
It was a little long, but it was fun.
It was fun. Oh, well, that's good. You know, finding what you love to do and finding, you know, a way to get your passion out, that's always makes good sense. So Tony and I watched a new movie released this week. It had a glaring, ghastly floral misidentification in it. The movie is called The School for Good and Evil, and it was released on October 19th, 2022. We watched it on Netflix. The movie was okay. The CGI production and the costumes were amazing. I loved it. And, of course, good versus evil, and I loved both styles. But the story was okay. We had some issues with it, but it was kind of fun to watch. And so, but I was shocked at the horticultural inaccuracy, so much so that as right as the mistake was made, I made Tony stop and rewind it over a dozen times just so I could get screenshots of the mistake. And it was just so blatant. And so I posted it on Facebook. It wanted me to scream. It made me want to scream. And the movie costs millions to make. So I just don't understand why they couldn't, the production designer, why they couldn't get it accurate, why somebody didn't notice it's so blatant. And so if you would go to our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page, you will see the mistake. I've got about 7 to 8 shots up there of the mistake. See if you can identify it. See if you know what it is and give me the correct captioning. I'm not going to tell you what it is, but you're just going to have to figure it out. But the movie, the School for Good and Evil. And so it was kind of fun to find the mistake. You know, if you've ever, if in your industry, in your profession, if you see mistakes being made, you kind of want to point them out and go, why did you do this? Good things today. Remember, Grovember Fall Fest and Plant Sale is going on at Mead Botanical Garden. And it's going on from 8 o'clock this morning through 4 o'clock this afternoon. They have an annual plant sale. It's going to have high-quality plant vendors and exhibits, kids' activities, live music, food trucks, a beer garden, and more. So there's no admission, and parking is free. And the event's going to be held rain or shine. So you're welcome to do that. They're even having a tree giveaway by Winter Park's Urban Forestry Department. And then also, too, at the Claremont Garden Club. The Claremont Garden Club, they have their annual plant sale. And this is all plants grown by the actual club members. So you know that they're going to grow here in Florida. And it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and it's going to be at the Garden Club, Claremont Garden Club, 849 West Avenue, Claremont, Florida. And so good opportunities there to get some, you know, floral plants and see some of the good plants that grow in this area, ornamentals and also different types of bromeliads, and help these clubs raise some money for all the good they do, because these garden clubs are a wonderful asset to the community, and they raise money for the community and do lots of beautiful renovating of landscapes and give the opportunity to make a difference. So we do appreciate that. I'd like to welcome all the new followers of our Better Lawns and Gardens Facebook page. If you go to the Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens, and you see the movie mistake, also, if you'll give us 5 stars, that would be wonderful. Like us and tell somebody about our show so that we can grow and you know, help educate the rest of Florida on how, you know, what kind of plants to have. You know, answering gardening questions for all the new residents that are coming in. So tell one person about it, and you'll be helping them. So do you know what's happening on Sunday, Guy?
I do not.
You do not? Okay, well, you're going to learn. It's coming up. It's a big day in Florida's conservation efforts. So coming up is my compadre in water education for the last 15 years, Joe Reese. She's a field rep for the Florida-based Mr. Landscape Company, which is on the forefront of protecting you know, Florida's water resources. And she'll be with us to explain the important details of what you need to do on Sunday. In our second hour, we have our other good friend, Randy Schultz. He's always fun to have. He is the editor for the award-winning Home Garden and Homestead website, which is an incredible source of gardening information, homegardenandhomestead.com. Today, he has the best Christmas gifts for the gardener that you will want to have just for yourself or for your favorite gardener. And this is the time to get it. You know, we have those supply chain issues, and you are going to find out some really good gifts that I know I want, and I'm looking forward to talking with Randy, too. So you don't want to miss Randy's list, a Christmas list for Santa, in our second hour. So if you have a question, I would love for you to call in, and you know, somebody else may have that same question, so you'll be helping more people. No matter where you are in the state, Miami, Fort Lauderdale, in South Florida, Tampa, Poinciana, Ocala, or Tallahassee. Saturday morning, I'm Teresa Watkins, and you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
If you don't have a health plan through your employer, you can still get quality health insurance through the Federal Marketplace. Not sure where to begin? A Navigator can help you cut through the clutter. There's no obligation, and getting help is always free. Open enrollment ends on January 15th, so don't wait. It's easy. From your mobile phone, dial #250 and say the keyword Navigator. You'll have the option to receive a one-time auto-dial text message from iHeartMedia. That's #250 Navigator.
Get the facts and take action before a bad contractor takes advantage of you. Hurricane and storm recovery can be emotionally and financially challenging without having to worry about being scammed by contractors. Find out how to protect yourself from fraud and scams by reviewing AARP Florida's important disaster recovery advice. From vetting contractors to understanding assignment of benefits, we've got you covered. Visit aarp.org/fldisasterhelp.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Recently, I picked up my grandson's backpack and was shocked at how heavy it was. Do you know the average student backpack weighs anywhere between 12 and 20 pounds? That's a big bag to lug around. Now, you may not carry a backpack anymore, but I bet you know what it's like to feel the weight of the world on your shoulders. What burdens are you carrying today? Are they relational, financial, stress from your job, difficult health situation? The Bible tells us to cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you. Now, the burdens will not magically go away, but they will seem lighter and easier to handle. You can find peace even in the middle of life struggles. Give Jesus a try. He loves you, and He will help you carry your burdens. What have you got to lose except a backpack full of trouble? This is Bryant Wright, speaking right from my heart.
For more on this and other topics, visit rightfromtheheart.org.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm so glad you're here with Guy and I. And you can text us at 23680. Let us know where you're listening from in the state or anywhere in the world. We've got listeners in Canada, California, all around the world, Turkey, England, the UK, Sweden. It's kind of interesting to find out who is listening to you. And so let us know you're out there. And so, you know, my next guest is Jo Reese. She is the number one most knowledgeable person on Mr. Landscaper, which is a Florida-based manufacturer of high-quality, low-volume irrigation products for all landscaping needs, such as flower beds, raised garden beds, shrubbery, potted plants, container gardens. Jo and I go way back, and when she started with Mr. Landscaper 15 years ago, and I was teaching for the University of Florida's Extension, the Florida Friendly Landscaping Program. So Jo is a native Floridian, and her background includes business administration and a minor in citrus horticulture. That is so cool. She worked in the citrus industry for a number of years before joining Mr. Landscaper, and she enjoys working with the owners who are fifth generation citrus growers here in Florida, who really share a passion for water conservation and for manufacturing products that water plants efficiently. In her spare time, she loves to garden and read and hiking in Florida and in the Smoky Mountains of Tennessee. That sounds like a native Floridian, summertime in the Smokies. Good morning, Jo. How are you?
Good morning, Teresa. I'm great. How are you doing?
I am doing good. Did you get any rain this morning?
We did not, not that I am aware of. However, we did get a really hard rain a couple of nights ago.
Oh, good.
Well, and as you know, everything's been so dry, so that was a welcome surprise.
It was, and, you know, I don't blame you for not sticking your head outside this early in the morning. So, so tomorrow on Sunday is daylight savings time kicks in. We fall 1 hour back on our clock, and we change our batteries on fire alarms. What is the next most important thing to do on Sunday?
Well, Teresa, this time of year, you know, we're going into cooler weather. So actually restrictions go from watering twice a week on our grasses and plants, unless you're using the micro irrigation, to one time a week. So everyone needs to remember to adjust their irrigation timers to just one time a week.
Yeah, and that's important not only if you're, you know, having city water, but doesn't it also include well water, too, as well?
It does, Teresa. It sure does. Because, you know, we're pulling, whether we're watering with well water or city water, we're still pulling from the aquifer. So that's our most precious resource. So everyone needs to adhere to at least one time a week. And our grasses tend to go dormant during that time, you know, so they're using less water.
Well, so, and it's a state law, isn't it? So, or, I mean, the watering restrictions for the water management districts in the different counties, they are required to do this.
They are required to do this, right, because we, the grass is growing less, you know, we have shorter days, shorter sunlight, a lot less sunlight than normal. So, yes, it's a restriction, a requirement that's in place no matter what type of irrigation you're using.
Okay.
So it's important that we all do that.
So what about turf And so, you know, some people say that, you know, I have to water, you know, because if not, it doesn't do well. So does turf, can it get by on 1 day a week irrigation?
Absolutely. Yes. Yes, you can. That is a big question we get a lot. But with turf and grass, you only really need all year round. You really only need about one inches to 2 inches of water. And so it is important to continue to irrigate during the winter months. But as we were talking about, evaporation slows down, transpiration decreases considerably. The grass is not growing as much. So when it's in that dormant stage, you do want to continue to water, but you only need really, like I say, 1 to 2 inches of rain, as we want to promote healthy roots. If we water too often, too frequently, the roots tend to stay more shallow near the surface, but you want to promote that deeper growth in your lawn so that it can maintain itself through the winter and then come out heading into the spring in good shape.
Wonderful. And so, yeah, that is so true. So what day of the week can people water on?
It varies, actually, Teresa, according to your address. So we recommend most people will get a notice from, you know, their watering local utility company or water company, and it will depend on your address. If your address in an even or odd number, and we just recommend contacting them if you haven't received any information from them, as they will tell you what day, you know, that you're allowed to water on for your address.
Thank you. And so, Mr. Landscaper irrigation kits, I love them. I've loved them since the first time they came out. They're just a great product. So how can the Mr. Landscaper products help with water conservation?
That's a good question, because people are concerned, you know, going into the winter, your plants still need water. And with Mr. Landscaper micro-irrigation products, they are actually exempt from most watering restrictions. We're considered very low volume, a very water-conserving type of product. So you can continue to use those, excuse me, during the winter for any landscape area beds, tree rows, shrubbery, like you mentioned before, container gardens. So they're an excellent way to get the water right to the root zone where that plant can really absorb it. And it does minimize evaporation versus, you know, trying to irrigate your landscaped areas with underground irrigation.
So in talking about using them for different purposes, so what kind of kits does Mr. Landscaper have that, you know, you can buy?
We actually have several different kits. Our most popular, one of the most popular, is the Mr. Landscaper micro sprinkler kit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're great for any flower beds, shrubbery. You can use them anywhere, really. And they only use 10 gallons an hour. So you're really conserving water compared to what a traditional rotor head from an underground irrigation would put out. We also have kits for container gardens. They're designed a smaller. They run on our quarter-inch tubing, designed to be a smaller type system. And you can customize any of these kits to efficiently water any of your landscaping needs.
And so they can just get put right onto the same kind of timer that your regular irrigation system uses?
You can, or mostly people will use like a little small timer that they attach to their faucet. And you can get a smart timer now that you can use just by your phone, your smartphone.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can get a manual timer that runs on a battery and use that as well. But we do have some retrofit adapters that allow you to still run your irrigation system and also come off of that by using an adapter. And you can run the micro sprinklers in the flower beds at the same time. So those are all on our website under retrofit adapters, or they're available at any of the Lowe's stores. But they're great because you can run them in concert with your underground sprinklers.
What the kit that I like, not most, but just you need to have it, is the one that refills the bird bath.
Yes, that one's very cool. Everyone loves that one. Yes, it runs on a gallon an hour dripper. And if you get that kit, you can get it from our website, MrLandscaper.com, www.MrLandscaper.com. And it's wonderful. It has the quarter-inch vinyl and a little piece of bendable wire where you can attach it to your bird bath so it doesn't fall out. And then it just continually keeps the bird bath refreshed. And everyone loves those.
What I like is that you don't really notice it, though. It's really colored very nicely, so it's just it just fades into the background, and you know it doesn't disturb the the animals or the birds. You know, getting the bird in the bird bath. So I just think it's wonderful. And so the low volume emitters. What I like about them is that you can see if they're working. They're easy to change out or test, and you don't know. Or you know right away if something's not working, but they're very easy to maintain.
They are, Teresa. They're super easy to maintain. And like you say, you can change the micro sprays on our micro sprinkler, you know, as you wish. All you do is just thread the little sprinkler out, the little water pattern that we call a micro spray that goes on top of the micro sprinkler. You can just unthread that, thread in a new one for any water pattern that you want. And that's what's so nice about it. We offer so many different products. So that something is definitely going to be sure to work for your application, whether it's the containers, the flower beds, and all are specifically designed to just get the water right where you need it, right at the bottom of the plant.
And so what kind of cost are we talking about?
Teresa, on the micro sprinkler kit, you're looking around $34 for the basic starter kit. If you want to go to the premium kit, which is nice, it has basically double of everything in the smaller starter kit, but we have additional accessories in there as well. That one's $89. And then we offer a vegetable inline drip kit as well for vegetable gardens. That one's around $64, $65, depending on which Lowe's store that you visit. That one's wonderful too. It just delivers a drip underneath the vegetable plant itself. So if you're concerned about fungus from getting water on the plant at all, that one would be the kit to go to.
And that would be good for rose gardens, too, and all, you know, basically all plants that tend to get fungus from, you know, overhead watering.
Yes, absolutely. It's excellent because it just delivers that half a gallon an hour drip right under the plant, so you're not worrying about all that moisture sitting on the leaves and generating fungus.
Now, so so you mentioned Lowe's, so this is the only place you can get it where you can buy it, you know, shopping. But you do have it available online, right?
We do. We sure do. We encourage everyone to visit our website, www.mrlandscaper.com. And from there, you can actually choose the products page. You can see videos. If you click on the video tab, it's going to show you someone actually in real life, so to speak, putting the kits together outdoors. You can see how everything goes together.
Well, I loved that. You know, I'm not technical, and I was able to.
Me either.
No, I'm just green side up is as technical as I like to get, and so I want to, you know, I was able to put in a Mr. Landscaper kit in our front yard when we first started gardening, and it took me less than an hour to do, and I had all the tools there. There's a great, the tool that I liked the most is the poker sticker thingy. And that's the technical term, poker sticker thingy. And
that works.
And it was very easy for us to do. Joe, thank you so much. Give us the website again.
Okay, thank you too, Teresa. The website is www.mrlandscaper.com.
Thank you so much. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, this Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. 800-712-8082. That's 800-712-8082.
NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Are you a homeowner and need extra cash to pay off debt, medical bills, education expenses? Or are you planning for retirement? Homeowners like us have most of our money tied up in our homes. But what good does it do if you can't access your money with a real-life checkbook? EasyKnock offers a new way of getting cash out of your home. They buy it from you, and you stay in your home as a renter. And depending on your program, you can also buy it back at any time. If your credit score is not perfect, don't worry. EasyKnock can still help you get the cash you need. If your home is valued at $100,000 or more, take 5 minutes of your time to learn how to convert the equity in your home into cash. Give EasyKnock a call right now.
800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. 800-382-7624. That's 800-382-7624.
If you served in the Marine Corps, by now you know about the contaminated water problem at Camp Lejeune. If you were stationed or worked at Camp Lejeune from 1953 to 1987, you probably have a lot of questions. We have some answers. You could be entitled to compensation. Billions of dollars are being allocated to pay for damages to anyone stationed at Camp Lejeune during that time. Unfortunately, it appears that officials may have known the contaminated water problem existed and did little to protect their men. The Semper Fi Code was not honored. If you or someone in your family has developed a serious illness, including various forms of cancer, call this Camp Lejeune legal support line right now. You can't turn back the clock and change what happened, but you can certainly call right now and learn your rights as a Marine. Here's the number.
Call 800-363-7934. 800-363-7934. That's 800-363-7934. Paid for by Legal Alert Line.
Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. Call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I'm a landscaper, landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I just love to help people with their landscapes. I want to give a big shout out to Dan and Laura and Caitlin. I met them yesterday in Leesburg, and they're wonderful. And so I'm so glad when I get out there and talk to people and help them with their gardening questions. So good. Let's go to Beverly in Tallahassee. Good morning, Beverly. How are you?
I'm pretty well. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great. Did you get any rain this morning, or You haven't had much rain, have you?
It's been really dry. I was interested in that bird bath drip because you can tell it's dry when the bird baths don't have water in them. But anyway, I actually have a question this morning.
Oh, that's wonderful.
I have a neglected spirea hedge.
Uh-huh.
And you know how it's kind of a brambly kind of plant anyway.
Right.
So it's so overgrown with vines and privet and all that stuff. I'm wondering if I can whack it back, even if I don't have flowers next spring, because I can't seem to get in there to get all the weeds and stuff out there that's killing it.
Sure. Yeah, I would go ahead and whack it back just because you want to protect and have that spirea survive. And I think it's still early enough that if you do it now, this week kind of, that you'll still have flowers. Maybe not as much as you would normally, but you'll still have flowers next year.
And I'll save my plants. And so the usual one-third, or can I cut it down lower?
I would cut it down lower just so that you can get a really good, you know, if you only do it once every 3 to 5 years, you know, then it's okay. How long has it been in the ground?
Oh, gosh, 10, 15 years.
Yeah, it's got a root system that can handle that.
Okay. That'll make it easier to get to the weeds, too.
Yeah, it will. And, you know, do before and after photos. I want to see.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Beverly. Bye. Thank you for calling in. Mm-hmm. And if you have a gardening question, you can give Guy a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And so for a perfect text, you want to put your name and the city location. That's going to help me, you know, give you the most accurate information that I have and answer your garden question responsibly. So we would love to hear from you, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. I want to remind everyone, I have just a few more spots left on the Best of the English Gardens, including the Chelsea Flower Show. And this is going to be a tremendous year, 2023, to visit, the United Kingdom, go to London, and, you know, because the king is going to get coronated on May 6th, and we are arriving on May 16th through May 25th next year. It's going to be 10 days, 8 nights, and it's going to be a wonderful trip. We're going to go to all the best English cottage gardens, the great, we're going to go to Hampton Court, the great Dixter. We're going to go to Barnsley House, and we're going to go to the Iford House. And this is the best known for its beautiful gardens and was designated Grade 1 in the National Registry of Historic Parks and Gardens by Historic England. And it was called one of the 20 most beautiful villages in the UK and Ireland. And we're going to go to visit all these beautiful, beautiful gardens where we're going to get lots of inspiration and beautiful, beautiful moments spent walking through a garden, great photography. But then also, too, we're going to go to the Chelsea Flower Show. Now, the Chelsea Flower Show next year is going to be very special because they are going to have floral display honorariums for Queen Elizabeth II and also the new King Charles III. They're going to, have wonderful displays featuring those two royal figures. And so it's going to be a year like no other to visit the Best of the English Gardens. So if you'd like to have more information, you can go to betterlawns.com and you can click on it and find out more. And I would love for you to go with me. We've got a great group going already. It's going to be a small group. That's why it's important to reserve your spot now. We're only going to go with a few, so we're going to enjoy it. So, Guy, have you ever visited or traveled overseas?
Yes, but I've never been to London.
Never been to London? Well, it is just a wonderful city, and I'm just really looking forward to it and visiting all these gardens. Because as a landscape designer, I love to go and see all the different color combinations, see the different flowers used. And like I've mentioned before on previous shows, you can use the spring garden flowers that you normally see up north and in these cottage gardens and in these big estates during the winter here in Florida. So it's something that, you know, if you think, well, they grow plants that we can't grow here in Florida. Yes, we can. We can do it in the wintertime. And so right now you should be looking at, you know, the stock and also snapdragons and pansies and hollyhocks and all the different spring flowers. And so you can be planting those now and enjoy them through the wintertime. They'll do fabulous here. We've got a text message, a really great text message. And I will have to tell you, High Springs, I've never been asked this. And this is just a wonderful, wonderful question. Can dense fog in the morning, approximately 2 hours, replace the need to water the lawn? And that's a fabulous question, isn't it, Guy?
I liked it.
Yeah. And so that, you know, can fog replace the need to water your lawn? Well, the condensation of the fog can be collected, and it is a major water conservation practice in countries that don't have a lot of water. And so collecting the fog, collecting that the condensation, is a water harvesting method. Now, can it replace watering your lawn? I don't think so. Not here in Florida, not unless you get fog that will stay for hours longer than two, and you know, you have it multiple days. But, you know, does it take the stress off? Yes, it can. All right, it takes the stress off, and as we see the condensation forming on the tips of plants, in, you know, ferns especially, the redwood forest out west, it really, you know, helps provide that water that the redwood forest needs, and different plants. So great question, great text message. If you have a gardening question, you can give me a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. A Jacuzzi bath system fits in your existing tub space. It's a no-mess installation with an amazing style selection, factory-certified installers, and a limited lifetime warranty. Call 800-517-6580, 800-517-6580 right now and get 50% off installations with no interest and no payments for 12 months. Replace that old bathtub today with a walk-in shower for a safer bathing experience. If you have lived in your home for over 15 years, it's time to remodel your bathroom. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-517-6580. That's 800-517-6580. 800-517-6580.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the Low-Cost Airlines Travel Hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. That's 802-341-4542.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text at 23680. Let me know where you are in the state or anywhere where you are, and it'll help me give you better information. And you never need to miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can always go to our website, betterlawns.com, and you can download the show. Or you can listen to it on iHeartRadio, wherever you are. And you could also listen to past shows there and on Audioboom, audioboom.com. Just look for Better Lawns and Gardens, and you will see all of the show's topics and what we discussed. You can download it, or you can subscribe to it, which would be really great. Subscribe to it so you don't miss it every week. So that will be great. So, I have a message from Pam, and she says that she has a cassia and a yesterday, today, and tomorrow blooming. And she says, is this because of Hurricane Ian? Well, good question. But it may be a little help from Ian because of the rain that we've been getting. It's kind of been a sparse year for rain. And so Ian did help with rain, but cassias always bloom in the wintertime. So they are blooming right now anyway. Cassias bloom from October through January, and the different varieties of cassia. And so you'll see that blooming yesterday, today, and tomorrow bloom year-round. Now they bloom most prolifically in the spring and early summer, but they do then have points and times in the rest of the seasons where they will flush out in blooms, and the water probably helped. The rainfall, certainly did. Now, it would possibly also be because you fertilized, and that would increase the options or the chances of it blooming. But both of them are blooming probably right on schedule, just like they are. They're both great plants, especially for color in the fall, and cassias are native to Florida. And then they are also the host plant for the yellow sulfur butterfly. So great pollinator plants. Butterflies love them. And yesterday, today, and tomorrow's is a great shrub. It gets to be about 6 feet tall and wide. And it has really some brilliant colors, deep dark purple. And then it then turns a light lavender the next day. And then the day after that, it turns white, and you can have all three colors on the shrub at one time. It likes to have shade, partial shade, can take early morning sun, but it definitely can bloom in the shade, so it's a wonderful plant for that. And it's a plant that if you'd like to have a hedge and have great privacy, it is a colorful blooming plant that will provide you with a nice hedge that you don't have to trim. It's just wide enough that it's tall enough that it can give you privacy for that little nook area, for that little special area that you have between the houses and don't have too much sunlight. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. November, what can you be doing in your landscape? Well, this is a time to remove all of your summer crops, okay, that have been declining and they've kind of just spent all their energy. It's time to let them go. It's okay to throw them out. And you can start planting winter cool season vegetables. Vegetables like beets and broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, carrots, cauliflower, celery, Chinese cabbage, collards, and endive, kale and kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, onions, love onions, could eat onions three times a day, peas, we had peas last night, radicchio, radishes, rhubarb, rutabaga, spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips, or as my mom used to call them, neeps. And so neeps and tatties. And it's a wonderful time to be planting those cool season winter vegetables that are hearty in stews and soups that give you that full feeling for the winter time. It's really a wonderful time of the year. Also, too, if you want to start seeds of broccoli and cauliflower and collards and onions, you can do that now. So that's wonderful. Also, my pepper plants, Tony is so good with our vegetable garden and our beautiful banana peppers. So this isn't the time of the year to be planting tomatoes and peppers, okay? That season's over. But I'm not going to pull them out because they're doing really well. The temperatures are still warm. It's still cool enough that the tomatoes are still pollinating. And so we've got some beautiful Better Boy tomatoes growing. They're nice and thick and they're still green. And then we have long, beautifully long banana peppers. So last night we had roasted pork over rice. And I said, Tony asked me if I'd like peppers with it. And I said, yes, but I want them raw. And so we took the banana peppers and took the seeds out. We're going to save those and plant them again. And then the banana peppers, if you slice up, taste really good with roast beef and also roast pork. And so it was delicious. Wonderful meal last night, that was helped by the garden. And so I love that. Also, too, it's a good time to sod or plug your lawns. If you've had weed problems over the summertime and you put down a herbicide just recently in the last month or so, you're going to see areas that have died because the herbicide killed the weeds. And you're going to find out you probably had more weeds than you had turf. Well, you need to plug those areas or lay sod, because if you don't, the turf isn't going to grow back quick enough and weed seeds are going to get back in and germinate. You want your grass, your turf, to be as thick as possible, and that's going to prevent weed seeds from getting in, and it'll be competition and they're not going to germinate. All right. So if you don't have thick grass, then, like I said, the weed seeds can get in. But this is a good time of year for sod and plugs for your St. Augustine, for your zoysia grass. Bahia, you can only put seeds where you can put sod. You can put sod down for Bahia, but you do not want to put down seeds for Bahia. That time is over. You want to do it during the warmer months, during the winter months. The seeds aren't going to germinate. The grass isn't going to really get established before we get cool temperatures. So, again, you want to remind you that Sunday night, you're going to fall back and, Guy, we're going to get an extra hour of sleep this weekend.
I am excited.
I know. It's my favorite time of the year. An extra hour to sleep in. But you're also going to, turn back your clocks, change the batteries in your fire alarm, and then turn your automatic sprinkler system to, once a week watering. Now, your turf should be able to go at least a week without any irrigation at all, okay? So it's not like we're stressing it out. If your turf cannot go 1 week without water, you've got a spoiled lawn and you've been overwatering, you want to push those roots down deeper, like Joe said. The roots go deeper, they can last without water longer. How do you know if you need to water your lawn? really good way. So you walk across your turf, okay, and if you go out, let's say 20 feet, walk across your front yard, turn around and look at your grass. If the blades come up and you cannot see where you walked, where you cannot see your footprint, your turf does not need to be watered. It has enough hydration in it to spring back up again. But if you, you know, walk, you know, 20, 30 feet across your front yard and you turn around and you can still see your footprints in the lawn, that doesn't mean your lawn is dying. It just means it needs to be watered, and that will allow it to spring back up again. Okay, so how long do you need to water? I don't know. Okay, it depends on the pressure, what time of the day you're watering at. And so you want to calibrate your system. How do you do that? You want to put out tuna fish, cat food, or dog food cans out in one zone, mark 1 inch in the cans, turn on your sprinkler system, time how long you need to fill that can up to 1 inch. That's how long you water for, okay? I'd like to get Joe Reese from Mr. Landscaper, irrigation supplies and irrigation kits. Just thank you so much for coming on. She's always a good wealth of information. The product is a local Florida company. You want to go ahead and take advantage of that. They're a great, great quality product, and I thank her for coming on. Also, too, we're coming on, and the next hour, Randy Schultz with Home Garden and Homestead is going to be on. He's an old codger, I have to tell you. He has started a new camp, but we're also going to be talking about Christmas gifts for the gardener, and you're going to love these gifts. I know I want some already myself, and I have a couple of them already. So I'm excited to talk to him and bring you your Christmas list for your favorite gardener or yourself. We're going to have that, and that's going to be a lot of fun. And again, the codger. He's too sweet to be a codger, but he is trying his best. So from the Summit Responsible Solutions studio and summitresponsiblesolutions.com, I'm Teresa Watkins. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.